Massachusetts leads immigration growth, just behind Florida. While Governor Maura Healey recently patted herself on the back for her state's declining immigrant numbers, Massachusetts has experienced remarkable immigration-driven population growth, with more than 255,000 additional immigrants in 4 years. According to the latest census data cited by MassLive.com, this increase places the Bay State, second only to Florida, in terms of immigrants added per capita. The influx of immigrants far exceeds the 18,000 residents gained by births over deaths. In particular, it offsets the 163,000 residents who have left Massachusetts for other states, many of which offer a lower cost of living. Real estate platform Redfin notes that Massachusetts is one of the most expensive states in which to live, with median housing prices exceeded only by California, Colorado, Hawaii, and Washington, reminds MassLive.com. Mark Williams, professor of finance at Boston University, interviewed by MassLive.com, emphasizes the essential role immigrants play in maintaining the state's population and economy. His research reveals that immigration is essential to meeting two pressing challenges: retaining residents and fostering economic growth. Immigrants have saved our bacon, Williams noted, pointing out that foreign newcomers contribute at both ends of the labor spectrum. Highly skilled immigrants often come to Massachusetts for its prestigious universities, hospitals, and technology companies, while others support critical industries with a less skilled workforce. Williams's research also highlights the entrepreneurial spirit of immigrants, noting that they produce twice as many entrepreneurs per capita as native-born residents. In addition, second-generation immigrants show significant upward economic mobility, reinforcing the long-term benefits of immigration for Massachusetts. As the U.S. prepares for a second Trump administration, immigration policies are expected to tighten. The new president has signaled his intention to carry out mass deportations of undocumented immigrants and adopt stricter measures for the admission of refugees. These policies could significantly affect Massachusetts, which has the fifth highest rate of foreign-born residents nationwide, surpassing even Texas. However, the governor has shown signs that her administration could work with the far-right Republican president. The reality of this demographic shift is that we have to recognize that we need immigration to have the standard of living we want, Williams said. While Massachusetts continues to rely heavily on immigration to support its population and economy, the state's future could hinge on national immigration policies and their implementation.